Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Sister Elise Marie Ramirez, who is in formation ministry in her congregation, the Dominican Sisters of Springfield, Illinois. Her preaching is entitled, The Fruit of Encounter.
A reading from the Holy Gospel of Mark. Jesus left the district of Tyre and went by way of Sidon to the Sea of Galilee into the district of the Decapolis. And people brought to him a deaf man who had a speech impediment and begged him to lay his hand on him. He took him off by himself away from the crowd. He put his finger into the man's ears and spitting touched his tongue. Then he looked up to heaven and groaned and said to him, Ephphatha, that is, be opened. And immediately the man's ears were opened. His speech impediment was removed and he spoke plainly. He ordered them not to tell anyone, but the more he ordered them not to, the more they proclaimed it. They were exceedingly astonished, and they said, He has done all things well. He makes the deaf hear and the mute speak. Put your finger in your ear, just for a minute. Now the other ear. Now both. Notice how we begin an inside listening. The effort to monitor the voices and sounds around us ceases. The vigilance of perceiving a next right move or proper response is suspended. We go to a deep center when we go inside of ourselves to listen. Listening opens a gate to our hearts and souls. Listening connects us to all persons and all things. The deep listening of going inside awakens insights that are sleepy, understandings that are obscured by the fog of social codes, religious observances. The either-or thinking that confuses our hearing truth gets moved. Our passage today begins with Jesus left the district of Tyre and went by way of Sidon to the Sea of Galilee into the district of the Decapolis. His journey continues, and he leaves a different person than the man who arrived in Tyre. Why? Because while there in Gentile territory, he has an encounter. He encounters a deep listening in his own heart and soul. It occurs as a mother willingly accepts crumbs so that her daughter will be whole. The woman's faith in God's goodness in spite of what religion, culture, and society define as the proper access to the goodness of God trumps everything. Her absolute faith, her belief in the goodness of herself and her daughter, takes Jesus to a place of deep listening inside of himself. That is an encounter. And now, as he leaves this encuentro, he is consciously aware in another new deep way of his belonging to the whole. And when this deaf man with a speech impediment, also in Gentile territory, is brought to him, perhaps it is an intimate reminder of Jesus' own speech impediment that he hears as he replays the conversation and encounter with the woman. And he knows that impediment can be healed with deep listening. It can be healed by going to that place inside of ourselves where the divine, eternal flame of life, love, and belonging flickers and warms, purifies, and illuminates our best self. And so he takes the man, and they go off together. When I am in such circumstances, when I am aware of how a person in front of me reminds me of myself, there is a flood of understanding. There is a deep gratitude for their being present in my life. And what ripens is compassion. And I walk into mercy. Surely, this is something that Jesus, who's 100% human and 100% divine, experienced in his own encounters, and particularly in the encounter just before he meets this deaf man with a speech impediment. So Jesus takes the man off by themselves. And he invites the man to go deep inside of himself, to listen inside. He invites him to be opened, ephata, to the spark of divinity fanning into flame in their own encounter. He invites us to do the same. To be opened, to go to the deep center in ourselves, where the outside rules, the cultural norms, the righteous religiosity dissipate, as the light of truth, belonging, and God's gratuitous mercy flicker and wake our hearts and souls into our belonging. Then, when we open our mouths to speak, the impediments, such as duality, judgment, self-righteousness, and better than, no longer tie our tongues. How amazing and precious. Jesus listens to our plea today. Help me hear truth. Help me speak clearly of God's goodness always and only. With a groan, looking to the heavens, feel his finger in our ears. Ephata. Be opened. And as you listen to this deep truth inside, May we each have the grace to obey and to allow ourselves to leave changed.